Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and our co-host is Veronica McMillan. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, I want to welcome you to our broadcast, and we're so happy that you are here. If you are a longtime listener, I want to thank you as well. We have been on the air for a while, but we never want to forget that without you, we would not have an audience. So thank you so much. Tonight, we have a topic that we're going to talk about, and it's all about leadership. So if you want to get your pencils and paper ready, we're going to have some interesting things to tell you tonight. So just to give you a brief overview of our show, we want to welcome you again to Issues Concerning Women. And I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Today, our topic is leadership and the need for coaches, consultants, and mentors. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Now, the Micro Nonprofit Network, which Veronica is the CEO and founder, helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and to foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition programs, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Thank you again for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. It is a beautiful Thursday evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I want to send a shout out to all our listeners all across the country. Veronica and I are so excited that our audience is building, and we look forward to hearing your comments, issues, and concerns throughout the week. So anytime you want to send us a message, you can contact me at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can talk to Veronica McMillan at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, and her website is www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. We're on every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our tags are women, leadership, business, nonprofit, mentorship. So we are just happy to have you with us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and get started and just want to share a few things with you tonight about leadership. And, of course, you know that there's so much going on in the world today, and, you know, it's ever-evolving. Leadership is an action. Leading groups, leading organizations, leading teams. So there are quite a few definitions to leadership, but I thought I just wanted to touch on that tonight. Leadership is both a research area and a practical skill area. So if you are in the leadership position, that means that you're in charge of making sure that the group that you're in charge of fully understands their mission, fully understands what you would like to accomplish in the organization or the group or the business, fully understands that you are there not just to give them direction, but to lead them to where they need to go. And we always hear that a great leader is a good listener and a profound leader is a follower. So you have to be the kind of person that can take directions from someone else, take what you have learned, and give that over to other people, because that's what leadership is all about. Never thinking that you know everything, always wanting to be able to go back, do more research, find out more ways and better ways to do things, and to just know that you have a great deal of responsibility on your shoulders. And we don't take that lightly. Veronica and I have been working together for many, many years, and we just continue to look for that innovation, the forward movement thinking, the lean forward, all of those catchphrases that are so important to leadership. Because if we don't change, then our format will be the same, and after a while it will get kind of boring. So we just want you to know that we are here for you. We are here to mentor, to coach, to consult. That's what we do. A lot of times you may not actually know everything that we do. So when we don't have a guest on our program, we try to give you information that you can use that will help you to develop your skills in your business, your nonprofit, and even in your career life. And even every now and then, we'll even give a life skill that you can use. So I hope that you're going to get your pencils and paper ready, because I have a few things that I want to touch on tonight. When I'm looking at the role of leadership, the one thing that I'm looking at is the role that women are playing today in ever-evolving economic world that we live in, the ever-evolving political world that we live in. We don't get into politics here on the program, but we know what we see. We're listening. We're staying focused. I've never watched so much news in my life because I need to know what's going on. I don't want to be caught off guard because I wasn't paying attention. So, ladies and gentlemen, for my first question is, to you, if you're listening to me tonight and you need to think about this, what are you seeing in the leadership today, the roles that women are playing today? And so just write that down for thought for later. But for me, what I'm seeing is there's a changing of our perspective as women. What I'm seeing is the women are moving in a vast majority of ways that we never thought we would see in this day and time. When you're looking at the different ways that women are being empowered and women are stepping up, and again, we don't want to get political, but we see where they're joining together. They're not holding back. There are so many movements that are going on, and that's what I want you to realize today, that women that are stepping up or men who are stepping aside is the women's movement that is coming about in 2018. And so you're either going to get with a program, and that's male or female, because sometimes women tend to lag behind because they don't want to seem pushy or bossy. They don't want to be out of their element, so they will lag behind. But in 2018, we're seeing that women are stepping forward. Their roles are changing. More and more women are running for elected positions. More and more women are heading up organizations. But the one thing that I want you to keep in mind is that even though we're seeing that forward movement in women, we're also seeing that it is a slow and painful progress. And I was doing some research, and I went over to Forbes because I like to go there because they're all about business, and they tend to give us statistics every now and then about things that are going on. With women still pushing to reach their goals and to reach that plateau of where they want to be and to be in that successful arena, there are only about 26 CEOs in Fortune 500 companies. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's just think about that for a minute. There are only 26 CEOs, and there may be a little bit more now from the time that this article was written, but that's only about 5 or 5.5% of the female population. So I know as well as you that there is something wrong with that picture. If you are a piece of the pie and if you want to do a pie chart and look at it or however you want to do that and draw a circle on your paper, we're only at the 5% point. So to me, that's an issue. We've been fighting for years and years and years. I remember my first major campus speaking engagement that I had, and I talked about women in business. And that was probably in 2012 or 13. So from that time to now, and it's been a few years, I see where we are growing and we're leaning forward and we're pushing, but I'm not seeing the growth that would be expected. And I think that's going to change in this year and going into 2019, and especially going into 2020. I believe we're going to see an upswing of the women in executive positions, women in business. And let me stop right there for a minute when I'm talking about women in business. A lot of times we don't get registered as a business because we're under the umbrella of another major organization. And so I'll give you an example, and I'm not saying this to pick on anybody, but I just want you, ladies and gentlemen, to fully understand. So let's say that you own Mary Kay business. You're a consultant, but you're not at the VP level where you actually have a license to run that part of your Mary Kay business. Right now you're just building your business and you're doing well. So even though you're considered a woman-owned business, you may not be seen or registered with your city or state as a business owner. So we want to really start thinking about that when we start talking about the roles of women in business. Can we flip the script and let our city and our state and our communities know that we are a valuable part of the economic growth in the community, because Mary Kay does very well. They're a multi-billion-dollar company, I'm believing, and I don't want to misquote anything, but they have so many consultants and so many men and women who are growing their businesses under the Mary Kay brand. So that's something that we need to think about. We need to think about how we can get counted as a business owner. Of course, we count you when you tell us you own a Mary Kay business and we invite you out to a seminar or workshop and you bring your business cards and you have all of that. But and I don't know how your business is being structured. Do you actually have a license? So that's something that you want to think about. That is going to be the only way that you're going to be really taken seriously as a business owner if you have a license. I'm not saying that you don't, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of you do. But if you're just starting out, that's something that you want to think about. If you're under the umbrella of a business like Mary Kay or some of the other businesses that have that model where they recruit individuals to come into their business and they train you and mentor you and guide you, do you have a business license so that you can be counted as one of the women in business? And just something to think about, because you want to be known as a professional. You want to be known as a business owner who is female. So the only way that's going to happen is if you have a license. So, again, that's something that we can talk about on a later date, because I don't really have that data for Mary Kay or any of the other businesses. There are lots of businesses that, again, that have this business model. But where does that leave you? Because they're saying that women-owned businesses are popping up all over the world. But are we being counted as an actual business, as a legitimate business, or are we under the umbrella of our parent company? And there's nothing wrong with that. Their business model is great. It has worked for so many years. I really like it. But I just want you to think about, is this a valuable business in the eyes of your city if you don't have a license to be a Mary Kay consultant? If you're going to make this your career, then you definitely want to think about that. And, again, I'll do some more research on that and find out more about it. And so I am going to continue to look into those kind of things that so that we can be counted in business, so that our numbers will increase. And so I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to bring my friend on, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine. Sorry for the delay. Just got caught up in some other stuff. But
no
problem. Yes.
Hey, the show must go on. You know, it's showbiz.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, ma'am.
The show must go on. Must go on. I'm talking about leadership and businesses and the role that women are playing. You know, that was our topic for tonight. And I know that you've been on the road, so you know, I'll just let you jump in and talk a little bit about the role that women play in leadership, if you want to throw something in there.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that that women, the role that women play in terms of leadership is really, really knowing the business that they're in and being able to sort of wear several hats, because especially, again, I'm coming from the end of the nonprofit side of it. Oftentimes, small nonprofits, when getting started, basically don't have all of a volunteer coordinator, a development person, an IT person. So basically, the leadership role is somebody that really has to be able to wear multiple hats at multiple times and then do it well. And then I think also in terms of leadership, being able to look at what other resources that are out there that can help that leader as he or she moves in her organization. In our case, we're talking specifically women businesses because that's what we work with a lot, but we also mm-hmm. have males as well. But just basically being able to have multiple hats on at all times and doing it well, and then when you realize that there is help, you look for professional help outside of your organization, and that may be organizations such as SCORE, organizations such as Volunteer Hampton Roads, wherever that you can get some assistance. There's also an organization, I think I sent it to you some time ago, Francine, the organization is called Fiverr, and basically where you can get freelance people in to do things, and they bid for a specific amount of money for whatever the project that you have. So that's what I would say. It really, for leaders, just really understanding that role is one where you're wearing multiple hats, and that knowing when you got to that place of burnout that you then look the delegation to get other resources to help you. So that's basically my two cents worth.
Okay, great. And that was great information, and I asked people to get their paper and pencil because I knew that we always throw a lot at them, and I know sometimes they'd be like, well, wait a minute, I need to write some stuff down here, you know, so I hope that they were able to do that, because you know I can go, girl. I've been talking, you know, I can run my mouth, so and I throw stuff out there and just try to make it clear what our message is for tonight. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about leadership, the roles that women play, where our place is in society today, how the economic situation is definitely changing. And I was telling Veronica about my Forbes research, and we only play like 5% of the population in the Fortune 500 arena as women in business. So I was telling the audience that if you're in those businesses where you're like a Mary Kay, or, and I don't want to pick on Mary Kay, I'm not picking on them, but if you have, you know, you're in that kind of business, are you really being counted as a business owner? Are you required to have a license? You know, or because there are like hundreds and hundreds of Mary Kay consultants, but if they're under the Mary Kay umbrella, do they have to have a license? So, and just to make sure that people fully understand that we're not picking on anybody. We just want you to have good information. And we want you to know that we do need to lean forward and to lift each other up. So if we see things that are happening in the community, we definitely want to talk about it. That's what Issues Concerning Women is all about. That's what we want to do. So just some things for them to think about, you know, what their role is. You know, are they really being counted? Are they really being a part of what is going on in society today? And so, Veronica, my question number two is, can you give a scenario of a leader or leadership, and how much of an impact did it have on your business and your developing of your organization?
You know what? I've had many, many mentors along the way, and it's crazy because I can't point to to one person, because there were many women who came along, not many, there were women who came along, let me kind of rephrase that question, who came mm-hmm. along in my life or in my business life that was strategic in the moment that I needed them. Years mm-hmm. ago, I started off in early childhood because that's what I thought that I was, you know, leaning to. I thought that I was going to be an educator in that early childhood kind of vein. And I had a wonderful mentor who came along and showed me the business. That's kind of mm-hmm. how the Me and Mommy program came out, because of the fact that I had all of that early childhood education and experience, and I looked at her and how she, and she was one of those impeccable leaders. She was one of those ones who believed in organization. She was old school. She wanted, mm-hmm. and she's that kind of person that wanted things on time. She wanted things done right. She wasn't one who kind of skimped or scraped or whatever. She wanted it top notch. And so that taught me something. She was one that basically, if she said it starts at 3 o'clock, you best believe it starts mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock. And to this mm-hmm. day, you know how I am about time, because that
yes.
was one.
Yes.
And then, then down, you know, further down the road, it was just looking at a pastor and her leadership skills in terms of leading a mega church and how she was mm-hmm. on point. Some of the same things that I learned from the mentor before, she also had those same kinds of traits, character traits and habits that I believe was so important in terms of leadership. And then they both were risk takers. Mm-hmm. I can't say it enough, Francine, in terms of leadership. You can't be scared in this. You just got to just, especially mm-hmm. if you're a believer, you just got to jump off the cliff and just
yeah.
believe in faith that God is going to do it. Doesn't mean that you don't have things in place. I'm not talking about free falling. I'm not just saying
right.
just throw something out there and just hope that you – definitely got to have some organization to it. You got to have a plan in place. But you also got to know that you won't know what the other side will look like until you just take a chance, which means
mm-hmm.
that you got to be a risk taker. And so for those of you all who are listening, who are getting started with your business, you can't play on the side of safe all the time. You got to jump into the deep to see where is it that you're supposed to go, and just realize that it's a process. Whether you're sinking or swimming, it's a process. And so those two ladies are the ones that just popped up in my mind when you asked that question.
Okay, great. And that's great for women to hear, because we can't do this alone. We can't stress that enough. Veronica and I, we say this every time we come on, and when it's just her and I, you know, you're not alone. We are here. This is what
mm-hmm.
we do. We're here to, you know, help guide you. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're going to give you the tools to do what you want to do and what you need to do, but it's up to you
mm-hmm.
to do the rest. Because sometimes I laugh, I call myself a pusher, you know, and I every time I say that, I think of that old song, The Pusher Man, you know, like, pushing somebody, you know, but I think of myself that way, because I know that a lot of times we have that fear that you just talked about. So that brought me right into this little segment right here, that we are
mm-hmm.
thinking that I don't have everything that I need. And we talked about this on the last show, and it
mm-hmm.
keeps coming up. I'm missing something. I'm lacking something. So when you get with a coach like Veronica or myself, or, you know, or another mentor, because we're not the only ones, there are hundreds and thousands of them out there, but that
mm-hmm.
person is going to give you the tools that you need and help you to develop some skills that you may not have. But it's still up to you to develop what we give you, take it, process it, and move forward and take that leap.
Exactly.
We can't make, you know,
mm-hmm.
even though I can push you and nudge you, but I cannot do it for you. Nobody could pay
yeah.
me enough to do that. You don't have that kind of money. And if you do, you can call me at 757-567-6734, and I'll be happy to push you. Right. So, okay, we're going to go on now to question number 3. Do you believe organizations fare better with a coach or a mentorship program?
Do I feel
yes.
that they fare better?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm reading this book. It's called Success Planning. It's by the man. Every time I get to his name, I keep forgetting his name. But basically, he is the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's gone on
mm-hmm.
to sell millions of that in all different kinds of shapes and forms and fashions, chicken soup this, chicken soup that. But he mentioned that as one of his principles, the importance of mentoring and coaching. Because, again, we just said it's almost like we're saying, singing the same song, is that you really do need to have somebody to kind of bounce things off of. You need to have somebody say, hold it, you're going a little bit to the right when you should be going to the left, or you really need to look at these principles, or you need to stop doing this, and you need to have a plan. Everybody's big in vision boards and all of that stuff, but the vision boards are great, but you also need an action step. You also need somebody to be accountable to say, did you call, make the call? I was sitting, you know, as you said, I was in Richmond for the last couple of days or so, and I went back and said, you know, what did I do this week? What things do I need to go back and look at? Even if it's a small step, Francine. I think sometimes we think it's got to be something major. It could be list the five people that you need to call. That's a baby step. Then your next step is, did you call them? You know what I mean? Those kinds of things inch you along the way. And I think mentoring and coaching is so important because it helps you to be accountable. And that is so, so important. When you envision, because it's a long haul. It's not something that you're just going to just run to and you're there. It's a continuous process to get you to the next step, and that's what I'm learning in this. And this is my second go around in terms of the nonprofit world. And I know for you the same. For you've had other businesses before, and we are still in that process of learning where we need mentoring and coaching as well.
Absolutely. And I will tell people all the time, you know, I have women that mentor me. I even have men that mentor me because they may be able to add something that I may not have thought about. So I'm not closed mind to that. And I think we have to get out of that mentality that no one's going to be telling me what to do. This is my business, and I'm going to run it how I want to.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and you're going to probably run it in the ground. So and then you're going to have to be looking for somebody like us to help you get it together. So be open to that. And, of course, we want you to have your own opinions. And, again, when we're mentoring you, we're giving you tools. We're not holding your hand and writing the plan down for you. We're giving you the tools for you to do it yourself, which is so important.
Exactly.
Because that empowers you. You know, and I think sometimes people forget part. You know, when you go to so many times a seminar or a workshop and, you know, as these, people are speaking and you get the books and you get the scarf and the CD and the DVD, and then you go home and you just sit there and look at all that stuff.
Right. Now, what I do
what
with
to
all
do with
this?
What to do with this stuff, you know? But you got to open it up. You have to look at it. You cannot be afraid. You have to schedule things. And so what Veronica was saying is so true. The accountability. You have to schedule things into your calendar. That's why we have them, you know. So if you're the kind of person who needs somebody to push you to make your phone calls, then you need to set up your appointment with your coach and say, hey, we need to talk on Mondays so that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm making phone calls. You know, so it's so very important. And it once you keep doing it, it becomes a habit. For Veronica and I, it's what we do. It's what we do. It's not like we have a choice. This is what I got to do to make sure that I have everything set up for this week and for the next week and for the things that are coming. So if you're not doing that, you are doing a disservice to yourself and to your business. So, Veronica, I thank you, my sister. We got like a minute. So I want you to give the information about your organization and how they can reach you so we can wrap this thing up, girlfriend.
All righty. I'm Veronica McMillan. You can reach me by phone at 757-572-0974. Email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com or on our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.com.
So much. And if you would like to reach me, my number is 757-567-6734 or my Gmail is icwdirector@gmail.com. The website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. It has been too quick. You know, 30 minutes go so fast.
Yes.
And I thank you, Veronica, for coming
on with me
and sharing those little tidbits to our listening audience. So please stay tuned for next week. We'll be back again on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. We thank you for coming to the show, listening, and even if you're listening in the archives, we thank you as well. Our listening audience mm-hmm. is growing. We are so excited. Yes. You know, I was like, yoo-hoo!
Yes.
You know, so thank you so much. So tune in again. Tell somebody about our show. It's just Concerning Women, the radio talk show, every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye now.